before you sit down, turn around to two or three people and just say, "I'm on fire. How about you?"
I'm on fire.
Amen. Praise God. Daniel's contagious. Amen. Praise God. It's good to have you here. We've got a lot of friends here from the Gathering Bible Study, and so I want to welcome you and ask God to bless you. And Donna and Dave Ramsey, it's good to see you. Praise God. Anyway, and Larry Cavell back here, our Grand Junction documentarian or whatever you are. So anyway, it's good to see everybody. And Cindy and Jim have been battling COVID and all sorts of weird things. So praise God. This is a portion where we normally teach out of the Half Torah. This week's Half Torah is in Hosea. And Hosea is dealing with the northern nation of Israel, and northern nation of Israel had fallen into Baal worship. And Baal worship was a product of Babylon. And so when Babylon would take over a country, they would call their worship on to the sun god of Baal. They would call this worship part of the New Age at that time. And I want to show you that when Babylon took over a country like Israel and eventually Judah, we're looking at what God calls the New World Order, because they were calling everybody to worship their way, and you had to worship Baal. And if you held out and worshiped the God of Israel, you were in a minority and you were underground. And I believe that God is doing something today. And so we see in Hosea 11, he had to deal with this concept of Baal. But the people of northern Israel, which Hosea calls Ephraim, remained trapped in their habit of worshiping Baal. And Babylon, to me, was the first New World Order. And I want to talk about the New World Order today. And so God has remnant in Ephraim, Israel, and Judah, like just like today. Babylon's influence infected Israel with Baal worship then and today. The name of Babylon occurs in the Bible almost 300 times. The New Testament clearly outlines that mystery Babylon is the source of all abomination on the earth in Revelation 17:5. A fountainhead of evil that began flowing through history thousands of years ago. If we don't understand our history, it will repeat itself. And the way it repeats it is maybe in a skip a generation, but the fact is, reality is, we as a body of Christ, as a church, need to realize that there are influences in the world. Comrade Joe is not in charge of America. There are forces behind that concept. The reason I'm bringing out this fear is not so you walk out of here with fear, because I'm gonna make it even worse. I want us to realize that when we come together, when we have the ability to break down dividing walls and realize that there is one God, and that God is the God of today. That's the God of who is. You know, we've got the God of who is, who was, the God of who is to come, but the God of who is saying right now that God's people need to bring down dividing walls. I don't care if you're Baptist or Catholic. I don't care what you are. As long as you love God with all your heart, then you're my brother or my sister. And God's going to raise up a body of Christ who no longer are so caught up in their doctrine. I told a group of people last night that when I was Catholic, you know, I became Baptist, and after a while I became a Methodist, and then after a while I became Pentecostal, and then after a while I became Messianic. And then I got saved. And right now, my salvation is about being a follower, a believer in Jesus Christ. And I'd like to use the name Yeshua HaMashiach. So, but God is doing something in the earth today. God is bringing down dividing walls so that we can come together and we can agree on the power and the authority that God has given us. Paul tells Timothy, by the authority and the power that he's put in you. And look at somebody and say, by Jove, I think it's in you. By Jove, I think it's in you. Praise God. Well, here we go. The book of Revelation tells us that Mr. Babylon will survive until the end of time. That's a discouraging concept. You know what that means? It means we're at war. It means the battle of what Paul says, the weapons we have are greater than the weapons of the world. Why? Because we need to realize that we are at war. If you don't know we're at war, then go to the public school and find out how many Christians are still Christians after they graduate, after 12th grade, because what we learned some time ago is 85 to 90% of kids that graduated from high school that were Christians, 85 to 90% of the kids are no longer Christians. That ought to shake us up. That ought to tell the church one thing, that the next generation is dead. And I believe the next generation is alive. I believe that we can pour life into these kids and pour life into this generation. By changing the schools and by changing what our society allows. Just because our society has all this garbage, we don't have to allow garbage in our families. And we don't have to allow deception in our children. And the only way that our children are going to have discernment is to raise them in the ways of the Lord. Bible says, if you raise your child in the ways of the Lord, when they are old, they will not depart from it. And by golly, I believe that we need to stand on that. Amen. And prophesy. And as Margie pointed out yesterday in a Bible study, we need to speak it. And the Word of God is very near you. Deuteronomy says, it's very near you. It's not across the sea. It's not across in the heavens. It's so close to you. It's in your mouth. And then he says, speak it. Speak it. We are called to generate the authority of God in the universe because the Word of God will not come back void. And the Word of God is what God is raising up today. We see in the Old Testament something like 130 times the phrase, and the Word of the Lord came to me. The Word of the Lord came to me. So say that out loud. The Word of the Lord came to me. Because the Word of the Lord came to us. We don't realize that the authority of the Word. How many people got saved? Raise your hand. And those that don't raise your hand, stay afterwards and we'll have an altar call. But if you've given your heart to God, do you know the Word of the Lord came to you? Or else you wouldn't have been saved. You weren't convicted by some preacher. You were convicted by the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is the Word of God, and it's alive. It's alive right now, and the bride needs to be alive to get a hold of the Word of God and see the Word of God begin to move. And anyway, another name for Mr. Babylon is NWO, New World Order. And let no one deceive you in any way, because the falling away is to come. That falling away is happening right now. It's not someday in the future, it's right now. And God's people are called to raise up a standard, to stand firm. I love Isaiah because not only does it say stand, but it also says shake the dust off your feet. And if you've ever shaken the dust off your feet, it's because God's people need to be aware that there are realms of deception that are out there. And the man of lawlessness is to be revealed, the son of destruction. The first man of lawlessness is in your mirror. When we realize a man of lawlessness is my flesh, and my flesh is fighting against the realms of God's anointing. God's anointing is so strong that we can ignore it, or you can just be part of it, and God's going to use you in such a mighty way. Look at somebody and prophesy over them and say, God's going to use you. I can tell. Amen. When we begin to prophesy and speak the words of life, we get so caught up that we this is what the church thinks we should have. Ooh, I see a dark man in your life. I think he's short and he looks like a Jew. You know, the word of God of prophecy is the Hebrew word Navi. And Navi means to repeat the words of God. And so the word of God came to you. The word of God wants you to share the word of God. And the word of God is what God has given you to speak the words of God, to speak God's anointing, and to claim victory. It's okay for you to prophesy over your family. It's okay for you to speak life over your children and over every child that's in here. You know, every child that's in here is mine. Every child that's in here is yours, because God has called us a family. And the family of God is simple. It's real simple. Just call me Grandpa. And everybody here needs to realize that we have the authority of God in the bride. When we come together, when two or three are together, they're in the very midst of God's authority, His power, His glory. And we need to realize that the bride has that glory. So the New World Order has already established their goal. They've got 10 established goals, which comes against any and all governments or kingdoms of God. Let's go through real quick. Eliminate all anti-New World Order literature, like the Bible, making the Bible illegal, and they will execute those who have one. These are things that have been in print for years, and the people behind this are also behind our government. And I'm saying this so that we can come together and believe that God's authority is going to overcome. God's authority can overcome. Amen. There will be persecution of Christians, which is already happening in the world today. Our government is such that we need to realize that our stock market is so inflated. Our real estate market is inflated. Our inflation is inflated. And it's going to get worse. The reason why our government allows this, and the reason why our government is printing more and more money and not backing it up with our gold standard long past, is because when our economy fails, guess who will be in charge? When the government has to be in charge of your life and dictate to you how you can eat, how you can survive, chaos is what they want. Hitler understood this when he learned how to conquer or divide and conquer. And our nation right now is right on the precipice, because we've allowed ungodly people in our government. My Bible says there is no end to the government of God. If there's no end to the government of God, where is it? Well, I'm looking at it. I'm looking at the government of God. When the government of God is in you, and we come together and we begin to see the government of God can be changed, or the government of the world can be changed by the government of God. So somebody say, praise God, we have victory. Amen. Amen. They want to see depression and hopelessness, and oh God, send me a government that cares. When we get to that point, we don't need to call on our government. We don't need to walk in discouragement and depression. We need to be victorious and change our mindset. Our mindset is going to be very valuable in these days. We have global surveillance, a global community of children, soldiers, and spies, like 1894. And there's definitely going to be a push to have government gun control. I don't know how you feel about that. Since I had my stroke, Karen gave up my guns away, so I don't even have a whatever. Anyway, They're going to blur all gender lines. Our school already is promoting homosexuality, transgender, and we want to blur that. There was this an email sent out to middle school kids asking them not if they've tried sex, but when they tried sex, was it with a homosexual relationship or transgender? You know, they're asking our kids these things because they want to be in control. Not you as a parent, and if you want to pray over your kids, good luck. That's the way they believe. And so there's a global system. Oh, remove all local police. Replace local police with militarized global police. And a global system of worship, Luciferian worship, a centralized government, and a cashless society. Radio frequency bracelets, paid by the palm, will merge into the wrist or the forehead. And the term NWO is essentially a code word for global socialism. And we need to realize that this concept is nothing new, and it's right now in Comrades Obama and Comrade Biden and Harris and Pelosi and Clinton and even the Pope. And I'm not trying to offend Catholics, but even Pope Francis has endorsed a new world order and a new world faith and a new world religion, and I'm sure he hopes he'll be in charge of the new world order. Thousands of celebrities and politicians are backing this, and there's going to be a minority, and look around to the people at your left and right, you're the minority, and it's the minority that when all else fails, God's army is being set aside, and Gideon is saying, where are mine that are serving God? Where are mine that serve God? And the victory is not the battle or not the warriors. The victory is God's. And God's authority is going to lift up America. Is America abandoning its freedom? If you go back to Hosea 12:6, you therefore shall return to your God. Amen. Keep mercy and judgment and draw near to your God continually. Praise God. And the globalists are the agenda, the planned disassembling, the asset stripping. This is a major thing. The average person that owns a home, they want to strip our ownership. They want to take over control of everything. Asset stripping, destruction of America's society and America institution by institution, piece by piece. The plan is in place, and so we need to wake up. We need to wake up, and we can't wake up when it's too late. We need to wake up when God is awakening God's people right now. And I'm not the only one teaching this. This is happening around America, that there are people that are awake, people excited about the power of God in the body of Christ. And so the remnant are doers of the word, not just hearers. The remnant knows they can overcome the world's NWO now through faith, trust, and obedience to the living word. For whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world and the world order. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith, as 1 John 5:4 tells us. And so God is doing something. The government of God starts in us. It starts in us before we can pray for it upon Fruita, before we can pray for it upon Grand Junction, before we're going to see a change in our state. Right now we've got a government that is a tyrant, and there are several around the nation, and we've got a government that doesn't care about your rights. And the tyranny of God says, a tyrant will always be brought down. And so, do we have faith? Do we believe that God's going to do something? Amen. Praise God. Is it going to take a while? It might. I pray it's in my lifetime. But if it's not, I still believe that God is in control and God's going to overcome. And we need to see that the remnant will be overcomers. Look at somebody and say, by Jove, you look like an overcomer. not Jehovah. If you read John's letter of encouragement to the seven churches in Revelation chapter 2 and chapter 3, the seven churches were instructed to overcome. And all the blessings and the rewards came to the overcomers. So look at somebody and say, we shall overcome. Amen. Go Mahalia. Let's move back there. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Don't you feel like standing up and marching? One day.